Well, we're back. So I'm still in the process of finishing the next Dirt Hot episode. So right now, what I'm going to give you is I'm expecting pretty long, unscripted updates episode, which will cover every single snapshot and pre-release of 1.17. Continuing after my previous unscripted updates. But first of all, let me just say, I'm very excited for 1.17 because it will be releasing on June 8th, which is 2 days after this episode is published. So that's very, very nice. Very excited for that. And now I'm going to discuss everything I did not cover yet. So first, let's go to snapshot 21W17A. Now, just recap from the previous episode. As you probably already know, the acronym shows when it was made. So 21 is 2021, W17 is the 17th week, and A is the first snapshot of that week. So there are some changes in this update, in this snapshot rather. There is a new texture in the raw metal blocks. To be honest, it's not a very big change, but it definitely is a change, and it's a positive change because number one, the iron does not look like beans anymore. Number two, the gold is sort of sharper, which I think is nice. And the copper, I think they just made it more saturated. By the way, with all of these updates, I have not previously read them before. Like in every single unscripted updates episode, I just read them as they are and react to them for the first time. I'm sure you know that, but just making it clear for the others. Small drip leaves can now be placed on top of moss blocks because before they could only be placed on clay, I think. And copper ore drops 2 to 3 raw copper when mined or more with a fortune pickaxe. Copper blocks can be crafted from 9 copper ingots. And there is a new change to the Caves and Cliffs preview, which is the data pack that lets you try out the new cave generation, which will come out in holiday season of this year in 1.18. So there are now noodle caves, which are, and I quote, thinner, squigglier, and more claustrophobic variant of spaghetti caves. And large ore veins have been tweaked. The large ore veins are now slightly rarer and slightly smaller, but they're still pretty large, and the ores are clumpier and less evenly distributed. And if you're lucky, you may find a raw ore block in the vein, which would be quite lucky indeed, because, you know, one raw ore block would be 9 raw ingots. Right, fixed bugs. There are a few. Let me just enumerate them here. MC-170443, the banner copying recipe ignores existence of other items in crafting grid. Before, now it does not ignore the existence. MC-187664, the world border no longer uses float to determine its size. MC-201269, constantly teleporting player to a phantom no longer crashes the game or kicks the player. MC-203570, candles are now properly grouped in the recipe book. MC-203745, repeated teleport between dimensions no longer causes the entity to duplicate on the client. MC-204031, waxed cut copper, any level of weathered, no longer has two separate recipes in the book. MC-214187, void platform no longer generates multiple times. MC-214375. The horse no longer disappears when dying, while riding it and reloading the world while it's unloaded. MC-214838. The big drip leaf stem remains after breaking a stem or leaf above it. Now it no longer remains. MC-214865. Floating islands world type no longer generates extreme terrain. MC-219155. Fishing line no longer just starts on half distance between the fishing rod and bobber, which is only a bug seen in the Apple M1. MC-219840. Now you can properly unlock the recipe for mossy stone bricks. MC-219842. Recipes for mossy cobblestone and mossy stone bricks are now properly grouped. MC-220033. Now hanging roots can be waterlogged. MC-221560. Copper, coal, ore in deep slate patches are now properly made into deep slate ores. MC-222008. There's no longer an empty or missing template pool error grammar mistake. MC-222520. Raw and ore smelting previews are now properly grouped together. MC-223055. Amethyst buds and cluster no longer have an unused block state. MC-223792, which is the last one of this snapshot. Shrinking world border with center past XZ299999983 no longer crashes the game. This is a very small snapshot, but a pretty good one because it improved textures, improved drop rates, improved caves. It improved stuff. That's it for 21W17A. Now let's talk about 21W18A. So, now there are some changes, very small changes. Number one, infested blocks are no longer instantly destroyed. Instead, they have half the destroy time of their non-infested counterpart. And screaming goats will use their ram attack more often than other goats will. Alright, there are some changes once again to the Caves and Cliffs preview data pack. So, there is some new ore distribution. So let me just read the description here. Reduced copper spawning a bit to compensate for large ore veins. Large ore veins are slightly more rare and slightly smaller on average, but the size varies a lot, so you can still find huge ones. Increased chance of finding raw ore blocks in ore veins. Cave carvers generate below Y0 in ocean biomes, and they fixed that because before they did not. Increased the minimum size of noodle caves and carvers to make them easier to traverse and less likely to break up into fragments. Noodle caves no longer generate above Y level 30, so the surface should be less riddled with holes. There are no more deep slate blobs above Y0. Extended the vertical range of the smaller blobs of iron ore to make it possible to find iron in caves near the surface. Slightly reduced the amount of normal sized iron blobs to compensate for large iron veins and the increased range of smaller blobs. That's it for the changes to the Caves and Cliffs preview. Let's get into the bugs. But one second, I have to drink some water. I am losing my voice a little bit. Not sure if you heard that, but that's me drinking some water. Podcasting sure is pretty difficult. Yeah, Let's get on to the bugs. Now, they fixed a few once again, actually quite a lot. So let's talk about them. Let us talk about them indeed. MC-3587. The last use of an anvil no longer causes a player to drop their item. MC-87935. When closing the inventory while holding an item with the cursor in creative mode, the item no longer disappears. MC-125033. Old Cave and Ravine Generation no longer gets cut off unnaturally on chunk borders near water. MC-162953. Native image balance checks are no longer incorrect. MC-197616. Certain custom biome settings no longer cause the game to spam, quote, received invalid ID, sorry, invalid biome ID -1, close quote, in the console, causing major lag or freeze. MC-204707. Adventure mode players can no longer extinguish candles. MC-204969. There's no more burning sound for items. No, sorry. There's now a proper burning sound for items burning in a lava cauldron. MC-205797. Zoglins at no longer attack marker armor stands and invisible armor stands. MC-206560. Pufferfish no longer react to marker armor stands and invisible armor stands. MC-208430. Minecraft no longer crashes when loading a resource pack due to tessellating block model. MC-208679. The axolotl no longer. Sorry, hold on. The axolotl now consistently doesn't show its mouth in game. I'm guessing. Okay. MC-211064. Loading in a true type font with an out of bounds size no longer crashes the game. MC-214159. Small drip leaf no longer shrinks into smaller big drip leaf when using big. When using bone meal. Goodness, I am very tired. MC-214427. Spore blossoms can no longer be used to breathe underwater, because now they can be waterlogged. MC-214793. Some strips of chunks no longer generate completely dark. MC-214808. The world no longer occasionally fails to load correctly. MC-214860. Some chunks in a line are no longer lit up constantly. MC-214898. There's no longer any extreme world generation lag. MC-215867. Crash colon java dot lang dot illegal state exception. Chunk is now properly there when requested. MC-215946. Game no longer fatally crashes when exploring chunks. MC-216148. Some chunks now save. Before they occasionally did not save properly, but now they do, so they don't reset progress anymore. MC-221647. Goat babies now follow their parents. Like you. You should follow your parents. Yeah. MC-221725. Legs of goats now no longer move differently. MC-221727. Goat eye height is outside of its hitbox while airborne before. Now it's inside. MC-221840. Goats can no longer do high jumps when on honey blocks. MC-222151. Goathead animation is no longer weird when it rides a boat. MC-222157. Eye position of the goat is no longer too high sometimes, so it no longer causes suffocation. MC-222458. UVs on the goat's ears are now properly mirrored as they should be. MC-223141. Piglins are now attracted to blocks of raw gold. And in connection to that, MC-223145. Piglins are now angered when mining a block of raw gold. There's just a few more for this snapshot. MC-223150. Goats no longer ram marker armor stands and invisible armor stands. MC-223178. Deep slate tile stairs no longer come before deep slate brick stairs in the creative inventory. MC-223203. Deep slate or map colors are no longer inconsistent with deep slate. MC-223239. Ramming sound that comes from a baby goat now properly changes pitch. We're down to the final three. MC-223422. When removing water from base of small drip leaf, the block no longer stands without water until a block update. MC-224401. Mob death now properly shows death particles. MC-224428, the last one. Raw ore blocks can no longer generate as floating blocks in ore veins. That's it for Minecraft Snapshot 21W18A. Yeah, I think the water I drank is from a dirty glass because there's this sort of bitter aftertaste in my mouth. I'm gonna go drink from a different glass. Just give me a couple of seconds. Perhaps we could talk casually for a little bit here. I used to. What was I gonna say? I used to what? I don't really know. But update on myself really quickly. I am very, very sleep deprived. That's why I'm not very energetic right now. Apologies for that. Lots of things have been happening lately, you know? Got a job, which is nice, and school for us over here will be starting in about 2 months, 2.5 maybe. So, I'll be busy by that time. I've been getting some pretty nice emails of feedback from you guys. Thank you very much for that. I'll, as usual, shout those people out in the next proper Dirt Hut episode, which will be next week. And that will be a continuation of the Redstone episode. I'm gonna go drink my water. 1 second. Okay. Over the break, I got pretty sick. Since something like, I think it was May 7 or something. Anyway, it was the second Thursday of May, whenever that was. Yeah, I made some pretty bad decisions, and now I'm trying to fight a pretty bad case of hyperacidity. Hopefully it does not get worse. I'm feeling better now. I'm not as nauseous as before, though I still have the almost constant stomach ache throughout the day. Yeah, that's an update on me during the break. I basically just rested a bunch. I was just had to stay on the bed and work on things, I suppose, but I couldn't really do much because of my stomach. And yeah, here we are today. Was my birthday, which was nice. Yeah, last May 12th. Pretty uneventful day, though. Really, throughout this whole month, I've just done completely nothing. Almost nothing, at least. I've been resting and working sometimes to earn a little bit on the side, and yeah, I just spend most of my time on Reddit or playing Minecraft or listening to my cassettes. Speaking of those cassettes, visit my Patreon. I made an article about that. But that article, that's the only one that I'm going to be doing that is completely public. For the rest, you have to become a patron. $1 a month. And my previous patron, as you probably already know, the previous $5 patron left in April, which kind of sucks, but it's all right. Doesn't matter really. But yeah, if you want to support me, go to my Patreon. Yeah. Right, one last sip of water, then we'll continue on with the update. Should be all right. So let's go to 21W19A. And I quote, "Now with twice as much Java version." Okay. There are some changes. First of all, this is the biggest thing. Unfinished items. Specifically, the skulk sensor, the bundle, and the candle have been removed from this update. Yes, completely removed. So now in 1.17, you can no longer use the skulk sensor, bundle, or candle. You will have to wait until 1.18. Because, as they say, as Minecraft says, they do not feel that they're at the quality they want for part one of the Caves and Cliffs release. But if you want to still use them, go download the preview data pack. So now, changes, the maximum length of item names in the Anvil UI has been increased from 35 to 50 characters, which is great because in those items with the extremely long names, for example, cracked, polished, blackstone brick stairs, that's more than 35 characters, so it's impossible to edit that in the Anvil without having to remove a little bit. So, yeah. Cracked, polished, blackstone brick stairs. Yeah, lots of adjectives there. Geodes are now significantly rarer. And that's pretty much it. And in the Caves and Cliffs preview, once again, that's the only place now where you can get bundles and candles and skulk sensors. There are some technical changes, quite a bit, which, as you know, I do not understand because I'm not a very technical person. I mean, I like talking about loot rates and percentages and statistics, but not like coding. I'm very bad at coding. I mean, I'm able to code all right, but I can't code a whole game. Definitely not. Speaking of, also happening on June 8th is Apple's WWDC for 2021, which I'll be attending. It's a coding thing. Luckily, it's online now and it's free, so that's cool. Anyway, yeah, Minecraft has upgraded to Java 16. There are new mineable axe, mineable hoe, mineable pickaxe, and mineable shovel block tags. And blocks with these tags can be destroyed more quickly with the matching tool. There are now needs stone tool, needs iron tool, and needs diamond tool block tags. Wherein, if a block requires a certain tool to drop, these tags determine which tier is required. It also changed the syntax of the slash item command. And Java 16, as it says here, is a more recent version of Java, which should be more advanced, I'm guessing. So now, with the slash item command, new syntax, slash item replace target with item stack count, same as old replace item. Item replace target from source modifier copies item from source to targets, occasionally applying a modifier. And lastly, item modify target modifier modifies an item without copying. You know, honestly, I feel like I'm speaking complete gibberish because I don't understand any of this. I'm sorry. Yeah. So for example, item replace block tilde 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 container.0 from entity at s enderchest.0 will copy first item from player's enderchest, the first slot of container player is currently standing on. Nice command. Now, there are a lot of bugs here, which I may have to split into a separate segment because, as you know, Anchor can only record up to 30 minutes maximum, and right there, I just hit the 29-minute mark. So, I'm gonna take a quick break, rest my voice for a little bit, and I'll be back in a bit. Or, with the power of editing magic, I'll be back in about 2 seconds. Okay, I'm back after, well, a couple of hours because I had to do a few things. But, well, let's just get into these fixed bugs in snapshot 21W19A. MC-105080, the Ender Dragon is no longer respawned if all end portal blocks are removed or legacy scanning is done for worlds with new dragon fight. MC-136647, leads now work with squids. MC-200009, There's no longer a crash when using a non-mushroom block in a huge mushroom features cap. MC-203606 X Candle Cake. It's not called the X Candle Cake anymore. Now it's the Cake with X Candle. MC-203718, a lightning rod no longer stays activated when struck by lightning at the same time as being moved by a piston. MC-203757, the anvil character limit is no longer too low for items with long names. I've discussed this. Cracked, polished, black stone brick stairs, right? Anyway, MC-204244, sheep are rendered like white sheared sheep through tinted glass blocks when they should not be. Now it's fixed, you know. MC-205626, the command syntax order of slash item is no longer inconsistent. MC-208663, pufferfish now defend themselves from axolotls. MC-208740, withers no longer attack axolotls that are playing dead. MC-209533, the amethyst shard is now properly grouped with other gemstones in the creative inventory. MC-212206, shulkers generating outside the world border no longer bug out when trying to spawn. MC-213774, hanging roots no longer float in your hand. MC-213922, shulkers are now spawned in the correct place. MC-213943, flying slightly above a big drip leaf will no longer cause it to tilt without touching it. MC-214127, despite being a type of berry plant, bees did not pollinate cave vines before, but now they do. MC-214220, items in water streams now properly fall from big drip leaves. MC-214283, hanging roots break sound effect. Now you properly use as break 3 and then break 4 instead of using just break 3 twice. MC-217626, the spore blossom is no longer positioned rather strangely among flowers in the creative inventory. MC-219445, bone mealing big drip leaf in flowing water now properly updates the water. MC-219873, the lightning bolt detecting lightning rod can do that correctly now. MC-220106, lightning hitting an entity on copper slabs on top of another copper block no longer fully cleans the bottom block first, it cleans the top block first. MC-220215, opening a sugar box while an entity is standing on top of it no longer pushes it too high for a short amount of time. MC-221309, experience orbs no longer produce particles while moving through powdered snow. MC-221756, snow particles now properly render when the block light level is 7 or more. MC-221844, powder snow now does properly produce particles when broken by burning mobs. MC-221957, pick block used on a level 15 light block no longer returns a different item from the default light block. MC-222738, leads now properly work with glow squids. MC-222882, spyglass in search type of creative inventory is no longer mixed with block types instead of tools where it belongs. MC-223132, powder snow now properly produces a breaking sound or subtitle when destroyed through extinguishing a burning player, mob, or flame arrow. MC-223171, the budding amethyst and copper variants are no longer far away in the creative inventory. MC-223227, floating water caves in caves are no longer... Floating water caves are no longer found in caves under the ocean. MC-223446, chokers appear in the right place now when riding an entity. MC-223820, azalea and flowering azalea are now properly part of the blocker item tags for saplings. MC-223907, moss block appears in the lush ground replaceable .json twice before, now it does not anymore. MC-224322, powder snow can no longer create ghost blocks in grades mode. MC-224325, minecraft.used:minecraft.allcapscomposable_allcapsitem Now properly increases when placing an item in a composter. That's 5, MT-224388. Ores and raw materials in the smelting preview are no longer off-center. MT-224389 copper ingots are now properly grouped in the crafting table. MT-224927 infested blocks no longer take twice as long instead of half the time when mining. MT-224972 infested blocks now have a proper, now have an effective tool, which is pickaxe, of course. MT-225025 server side performance no longer drops with Dragon's Breath area effect clouds. Right, that's it for 21W19A. Let's get on to the very, very last one. The very last snapshot, 21W20A. And after this, we'll be getting into, finally, the pre-releases, because Mojang made 6 of them. Sorry, 5 of them. 5 of them. Yeah, okay, let's do this. So, talk about 21W20A. Once again, my very first time reading about this. So let's just see how it turns out. Yeah, it seems there are a whole lot of bug fixes in this one. And there are a few changes. Number one, geodes are rarer, or rather in their words, they actually made geodes rarer this time, so I'm assuming they were not rarer in the previous snapshot, so they fixed it now. UI narration now includes position and usage of hovered or focused element. Tilling rooted dirt with a hoe will now convert it into dirt and pop out hanging roots. Axolotls will now only play dead when in water. And lastly, llamas no longer spit at players in peaceful mode. There is one technical change. There is a new NBT tag for enemies, sorry, for entities, which is, quote, has visual fire, with capital H, capital V, and capital F, which will cause any entity with this flag to visually appear on fire even though they are not actually on fire. So that would be nice for some maps, I'm supposing. Yeah. Fixed bugs. Let's get on with that then. The bugs. Oh boy, it's gonna be long. Let's do this. MT-610, grass, flowers, snow are no longer placed incorrectly in newly created chunks. MT-102220, barrier blocks are now properly shown when show invisible blocks is selected in save structure blocks. MT-149777, there's no longer a crash when loading world java.util.concurrent modification exception when using Java 11 or above. MT-172304, piglins, brutes, hoglins, axolotls can no longer attack their own teammates. MT-189535, catching a fish in a bucket on creative mode, now gives the player a new bucket. Goodness. I'm going a bit too fast, I think. MT-191338, the name color for Minecraft with command block is now properly correct. MT-1925591, the name color for structure void is correct. MT-198200, crash when leaving out processes in a template pool, java.lang.legal.argument exception boundary positive, no longer happens. MT-203712, amethyst geodes no longer cause floating water or lava to generate when intersecting water, lava, caves, pools. MT-203867, amethyst geodes can no longer overwrite bedrock. MT-204393, lava cauldron now properly emits the redstone signal of 3 instead of 1. MT-204902, dirt paths are now compatible with the Programmer Art Resource Pack. MT-205104, rideable mobs are now affected by Powder Snow's freezing effect while being ridden. MT-205120, freezing hearts are now properly displayed in the Programmer Art Resource Pack. MT-205250, amethyst geodes can generate a stronghold and can potentially destroy end portal frames before, now not anymore. C-205680 Minecraft location underscore check predicate floating point imprecision no longer happens. MC-206-206107 Parrot sitting on shoulders no longer freeze in powder snow. Sorry, did not freeze in powder snow before, now they do. MC-206131 Amethyst blocks are no longer transparent and they now conduct redstone. MC-206601 Potion particles are no longer showing when looking through a spyglass. Goodness. MC-206839 Pointed dripstones no longer cause extreme durability damage to helmets. MC-207324 Mobs and particles now properly fully render behind stained or tinted glass. MC-207366 Trying to modify the world height of a world after it's already been generated, no longer gives a no-pointer exception. MC-208586, axolotls no longer get stuck and spin constantly on top of lily pads. MC-208589, axolotls no longer have a swimming animation when on land. How much more do we have? A lot more. MC-208601, axolotls now properly avoid lava when pathfinding. MC-208617, axolotls no longer twitch rapidly when adjusting rotation. MC-208641, axolotl movement glitch on stairs no longer happens. MC-208649, breeding axolotl with a bucket of tropical fish no longer gives back a bucket instead of a water bucket. Now it gives a water bucket. MC-208654, collecting an axolotl with a water bucket in creative mode, no longer replaces the original bucket. MC-208675, axolotls no longer use the walking animation in shallow water. MC-208682, axolotls no longer get stuck in waterlogged blocks. MC-208691, axolotls no longer play dead when they take damage without being attacked by an entity. MC-208735, axolotls attempt to pathfind towards unreachable water, then start spinning and eventually drying out and dying. That no longer happens now. MC-209324, pointed dripstone can no longer be broken with tridents in spawn protection. MC-212125. Now there's only one glow lichen drops when using shears on multiple in a single block space no longer happens. Now multiple drop. MC-212531. Shulkers can no longer rotate their heads up and down. MC-212931, fire extinguishing sound, now properly plays when mobs are extinguished with rain or water. MC-214041, mobs can now properly walk on big drip leaves when the big drip leaf is four or more blocks above the ground. MC-214909, the top half of a small drip leaf no longer turns into a ghost block when placing it in water while the water is being removed. MC-215665, amethyst geodes can no longer overlap with dungeons. MC-216214, netherrack replace blobs with water. As target crashes the game, now that no longer happens, no longer crashes the game. MC-216980, comma splices in two source strings. Oh, wait, what? Wait, this... That's not a bug, that's a... grammar error, isn't it? Yeah. What? It's a grammar error. That's not a bug. What? Is that a real bug? That's a grammar error. A comma splice is a grammar error. That's not a bug in the game. Anyway. MC-217113, foxes spawned inside of powdered snow, no longer sleep. MC-217608, the big drip leaf texture is now vertically centered. MC-217742, campfires and TNT can no longer be lit by players using arrows shot from flame bows in spawn protection. MC-219856, F3 plus L is now sorted alphabetically in the debug screen. MC-219870, the Mojang loading screen upon startup no longer flashes black. You know, I don't know if it's pronounced Mojang or Mojang. Like, when I hear other people pronounce it, some say Mojang, some say Mojang. I don't know. It's like a tomato-tomato kind of thing. Anyway. MC-220063. Sweet berries and glowberry sound events are no longer named extremely differently. MC-220128. Parity issue. They fix this. Now, rooted dirt will turn into dirt and drop roots after tilling with hoe. MC-220694, the name color for the knowledge book is now correct. MC-220867, fossils can no longer generate through bedrock. MC-221566, the name color for light is now correct. MC-221694, strays now spawn in powdered snow. MC-221833, light blocks are now properly shown within structure block bounds, with show invisible blocks on. Whew! MC-221863, powdered snow can no longer be broken by players on fire in spawn protection. MC-221984, collecting an axolotl in a bucket and then placing it, no longer resets the kill cooldown. MC-222002, the light item no longer displays the wrong level number. MC-222116, splash water bottles no longer extinguish candle cakes. Oh, sorry. Splash water bottles now properly extinguish candle cakes. Sorry about that. That's a pretty soggy cake, you know. Would you still eat that? You splashed water on your cake? Extinguish the candle? I wouldn't eat that. That's a very soggy cake. MC-222797. Axolotl can no longer be bred with just tropical fish. Now they need tropical fish in buckets because they have to be alive and not dead. MC-223322. Forest flowers can no longer be broken with projectiles in spawn protection. MC-223372. You can no longer decrease the level of a water or powder snow cauldron using an entity on fire in spawn protection. MC-224320. Minecraft.used:minecraft.potion now properly increases when filling a partially filled cauldron with a water bottle. MC-224322, powder snow can no longer create ghost blocks in creative mode. MC-224480, powder snow now properly melts into water in cauldrons. MC-224482, super flat presets now properly generate with decorations. MC-225078, upgrading from 1.12.2 and below will no longer cause items to lose enchantments. MC-225253, dying in a nether portal, no longer softlocks a player into the You Died menu. MC-225347, cave_vines_plant is now in #b_grobos. Final two, MC-225352, geodes have now been made significantly rarer. MC-225360, now Minecraft properly resolves SRV records unknown host. Well, that's it for the snapshots. Oh goodness. Okay. Let's move on to the 5 pre-releases. Yeah, the 5 pre-releases. Let's do it. Let me just break, catch my breath a little bit. So how are you doing? If you're doing all right, you can send feedback. I don't know. So that's it for the snapshots. Going to cover the five pre-releases and the one release candidate. Mind you. Yeah, one release candidate. Five pre-releases. So let's do that. Right. I've got approximately 9.5 minutes left on Anchor, so perhaps I'll just discuss pre-release number one here, and then I'll take a break and discuss the rest in a bit. So let's do this. Pre-release number one. The first 1.70 pre-release is here. From now, mostly see bugs being fixed. And in addition to that, pre-releases do not follow the regular snapshot cadence of releasing on Wednesdays. So keep an eye out for that. Additionally, based on feedback from the community, candles are now back in part one of Caves and Cliffs. Yes, very nice. We have candles again, which is great. So there are some new advancements. Number one, whatever floats your goat, we're floating in a boat with a goat. There's also wax on for applying wax to a copper block and wax off for removing it from a copper block. There is the cutest predator for catching an axolotl in a bucket. There is the healing power of friendship for teaming up with an axolotl and winning a fight. Then there is glow and behold for making a sign glow. There's also light as a rabbit for walking on powdered snow with leather boots. Surge protector for having a lightning strike a lightning rod near a villager without setting the area on fire. There's is it a bird? Is it a balloon? And is it a plane? So is it a bird is if you look at a parrot using a spyglass. Is it a balloon is for looking at a ghast. Is it a plane is for looking at a dragon. Yep, the Ender Dragon with a spyglass. What an interesting advancement. So, some new changes here. Once again, candles have been added back to the inventory, which is great. Very good for decoration. I like candles, honestly. They're like sea pickles, but nicer. You know what I mean? I mean, sea pickles, you could still use them as like decoration for cups and such in like a bar or a restaurant. But candles, definitely very good for like, you know, stuff for fancy decoration. And of course, as a result, recipes for crafting and dyeing candles are once again available, and candles now have a different texture when lit. Glowing text on signs has an outer glow now, making text in dark colors more visible in the dark, and holding down the space bar now increases the scroll speed in the credits. So, look at some technical changes which I absolutely do not understand. Let's do this. There's now started underscore riding, lightning underscore strike, and using underscore item advancement triggers. There is a source condition to the effects underscore change trigger. There's now a lightning underscore bolt subpredicate. There's now passenger, stepping underscore on, and lightning underscore bolt properties to entity predicate. And now there's also a looking underscore at condition to a player subpredicate. And there is an expanded item field on the item to predict. Sorry, expanded item field on item predicate to items. There's now an expanded block field on block predicate to blocks. There is now an F3 plus L shortcut to generate and persist performance metrics from in-game. And if you use it on a single player world, it will also include reports for the integrated server. There, it removed debug report command, perf start stop command on dedicated servers will now generate and persist server performance metrics. Now, here are a lot of advancement technical changes. Some new triggers. Started underscore riding, which is triggered when a player starts riding a vehicle or entity starts riding a vehicle currently ridden by a player. Lightning underscore strike, which is triggered when a lightning finishes, and it triggers for any player on the server. Using underscore item is triggered for every tick of using items, like crossbow, spyglass, fishing rods, etc. There is a change trigger, which is effect underscore changed, where there is now a source trigger that matches entity that triggered the change, and it might be empty when, number one, there's no entity, number two, the effect is self-applied, number three, the effect is removed. Some changed predicates here. With the item predicate, the item field is now expanded to items, now accepting an array of item types. The block predicate, the block field is expanded to blocks, now accepting an array of block types. The entity predicate, there is now a passenger, which is a sub-predicate for passenger directly riding a vehicle. Stepping underscore on is a location predicate for block entity is currently standing on, and lightning underscore boat sub-predicate is valid only for the lightning boat. For the player predicate, there is looking underscore at, which is the entity currently viewed by the player, uses the same line of sight rules as attacking mobs, and the actual detection radius might be changed in the future. With lightning bolts, blocks underscore set underscore on underscore fire is a range check of blocks set on fire by this entity. Entity underscore struck is a predicate for entity struck by lightning. And there's some performance metrics reporting. I gotta do this before I reach 30 minutes. These will be saved to a zip file in debug/profiling/less-than-yyyy-capital-mm-underscore-dd-underscore-capital-hh.mm.ss-brackets-level-name-brackets-dash-brackets-version-brackets-greater-than-dot-zip and could be used for performance regression analysis if included in bug reports. Exact metrics, output format, and names are susceptible to change between versions, and our plan is to continue iterating on which metrics to capture. Now pressing F3 and L in-game will start recording for 10 seconds, capturing metrics like tick durations, used heap sizes, and other more detailed stats. And pressing F3 and L before the limit will end the recording early, and it's always available to clients, even on multiplayer servers where it will record client-side performance. Now, there's perf start and perf stop. Perf start will start recording for 10 seconds, capturing metrics like tick durations, used heap sizes, and other more detailed stats, and perf stop before the 10-second limit will end the recording early. Goodness, okay. I'll get into these fixed bugs later on. We've just reached 29 minutes. We're about to reach 30. That really tired my voice. I will get back here soon. So, yeah. I'll see you in a bit. Specifically in this, because of editing, I'll see you in about 2 seconds. Hey everyone, right now, Sunday, June 6th, 12:43 a.m. This episode is supposed to come out at 12 noon, so in about 11 hours and 15 minutes, more or less. But unfortunately, after that previous bit, I had to do something, and then got super tired, and then suddenly got hit with another episode of hyperacidity. So right now, I'm about to sleep. So not sure what's going to happen after this point, but Hopefully, if I get better tomorrow, I'm going to finish recording this episode. It's definitely going to be later than the scheduled time. So for now, I suppose you could listen to this the already completed bit, which is about 59 minutes. I'm expecting actually this last bit with the snapshot, sorry, with the pre-releases and the one release candidate. I expect the whole segment to be something like 45, 30 minutes. For now, you could listen to this. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm very sincerely sorry. Very, very stressful week this has been, actually. I hope you understand. Thank you very much for listening if you got to this point. And I'm not sure if I'm going to delete this segment or not once I record the rest, but maybe I will, maybe I won't. That would just be my decision. Yeah, once again, thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you once I finish recording this episode, and I'll see you in the next episode next week. Goodbye. Yeah, hi. I was listening back to that previous bit. Seems that the audio was cutting out and stuff, so I'll try my best to say it right now. I'm having some problems with my stomach right now, and I'm having another episode right now, so I'm not feeling very well at all. It's been this way for over a month, I think. Actually, no, almost a month. It's going to be a month in couple of days. I hope this audio is all right, but yeah, I'm not feeling well. I'm gonna re-record the rest tomorrow, but yeah, I'm really, I really can't do the last bit with the pre-releases and the release candidate right now to make it fit on time. So I'm sorry. Thank you very much once again for making it to this point. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye. All right, hello everyone, welcome back. Very sorry for the delay. I got, as I've mentioned, another episode of hyperacidity on my stomach yesterday and 2 days ago. So I'm only able to re-record right now, which is Monday, June 7th, a day after the episode released. For those who are just listening to this right now, welcome. And for those who stopped listening a while ago and just checked back now, also welcome. We're going to be covering the bugs on pre-release one, then we're going to talk about the next four pre-releases plus the one release candidate. So, let's talk about this. So, what are these bugs? Let me enumerate them. MC-19690, reducing max health slash max underscore health, can no longer cause fake death. MC-65587, there's no longer a lag spike when loading player head textures or player skins. MC-104897, end crystals placed on end exit portals generated before 1.9 now properly respawn the Ender Dragon. MC-177708, there's no longer a jitter in the credits background. MC-118757, now increasing game state rain level values no longer makes the game laggier and it no longer distorts the UI. MC-148809, the structure block data length is no longer limited to 12. MC-163945, intersecting structures can no longer create corrupted entities. MC-189336, shifting around servers in the server list no longer crashes the game. MC-192889, when placing certain heads or putting them in entity's head slot, the game no longer stutters. MC-197942, leaves no longer change to stone near a lava pool. MC-198957, end portal frames no longer change to stone near a lava pool. MC-202249, angering passive mobs in new nether chunks very far away from previously generated chunks, then entering another portal, no longer causes the server to completely freeze. MC-203131, setting the weight in template pool to high values will no longer lag the world and cause out of memory error. MC-203558, lighting a candle is no longer delayed. MC-203661, flowing liquids no longer look very dark through tinted glass. MC-203704, candles no longer show flame animations when particles are set to minimal. MC-204649, amethyst blocks no longer make chime sounds when walked on by certain mobs. MC-205035, powder snow bucket is now properly grouped with snowball or buckets in creative inventory. MC-208604, while the main hand is empty and there's a loaded crossbow in the offhand, the main hand will no longer appear invisible. MC-209819, server crash when pathfinding the player that is teleporting away that no longer happens. MC-211601, entities are no longer loaded after scheduled ticks are processed. Entities are loaded after scheduled ticks are processed, causing detector rails, pressure plates, etc. to turn off. Now that does not happen. MC-212142, applying glow ink on signs, now properly renders the text bright. Without also having applied a custom color, whatever. Okay. MC-212146, glow lichen can no longer generate floating inside underground structures. MC-212207, geodes are no longer generating inside icebergs. MC-213062, a ruined portal no longer generates in end of portals. MC-213799, the drip leaf is now properly held in the hand. MC-214057, entities now properly show flame animation when in water or lava at the same time. MC-214636, small drip leaf leaves no longer overlap each other and cause Z fighting. MC-214684, azaleas can now properly be placed in flower pots. Speaking of that, I really like the look of azaleas in flower pots. They look very nice. It's like a little bonsai tree. Very nice. MC-216276, lava pools no longer break bedrock with custom rule generation. MC-218112, synced entity data is now using locks correctly. MC-218831, there are no longer missing shaders in the game assets. MC-218972, the glowing effect outline no longer omits particles of entities if the entity is invisible. MC-219762, more performant noise bending algorithm in blended noise no longer happens, I'm guessing. MC-221554, when searching, the goat spawn egg no longer appears in the middle of the different boat types. MC-221820. Now the Enderman is able to pick up both flowering azalea and azalea bushes. MC-223021, DL shader source no longer fails on some AMD drivers. MC-223843, mycelium inside Enderman_holdable.json twice no longer happens. See that 224159 absorption hearts now properly have the wither heart effect. MC-224445. Reloading resource packs with fabulous graphics no longer causes the screen to become black, and it no longer crashes on AMD drivers. MC-224778. The game no longer crashes when there is a block with no facing block state in wall corals, and a warm ocean tries to generate. MC-224861. Falling blocks no longer disappear for a moment when landing. MC-224862, Azalea in Flowering Azaleas can no longer take bone meal despite being on clay. MC-225010, closing the inventory in creative mode while having an item on the cursor no longer turns it into a ghost item. MC-225129, players now properly despawn until they respawn. MC-225193, ghost will attempt to ram entities that are outside the world border that will no longer happen. MC-225315, there's no longer a blinking sort of thing on selected text on signs. MC-225404, the axe is no longer an appropriate tool for moss carpets. MC-225722, java.lang.illegal argument exception bound must be positive no longer happens. MC-225773, axolotls can no longer make ambient noises when they're playing dead. MC-225843, snow layers no longer generate floating over lakes. MC-225850, grass, tall grass, flower, double flower, fern, large fern, and tree no longer generate on sand and gravel. MC-225853, handcraft no longer crashes when trying to start 21W20A for the first time. MC-225895, floating grass can no longer generate above lava lakes. MC-225916, non-waxed oxidized copper blocks now require at least stone tier to be mined. MC-225919, coal ore from fossils no longer generate through bedrock. Last three for this one. MC-225929, item statistic store thing now functions properly. MC-225978, non-waxed weathered copper blocks no longer appear twice in needstone2.json. And lastly, MC-226192, there's no longer a crash upon attempting to create a new scoreboard objective. java.lang.nullpointer exception cannot invoke string to lowercase in parentheses java.uto.local because AF is null. I don't understand that last one, but that's it for pre-release number one. Let's now head over to pre-release number two. Okay, let's look for that now. I'm loading up the page. Wi-Fi is taking a while to load this. Okay. Well, we just have to wait then. Just wait. Wait for stuff for this to be a thing, you know. So let's just wait. Alright, okay, pre-release 2. All it fixes is a few bugs, it seems. Yeah, a few bugs and crashes. Right. Let's enumerate them. They're a bit shorter than usual, so that's good for me, because, you know, to be honest, it is very straining on my voice, on my mouth, when I try to read this stuff. It's just like rapid fire, bing, bang, boom. You know, bugs. So, let's do this. MC-68129, smooth lighting now properly works underwater. MC-196298, arrows fired into the side of bamboo or pointed dripstone now properly despawn. MC-205840. Smooth lighting no longer behaves oddly on blocks covered with tinted glass. Sorry. MC-213767. Flowering azalea leaves ID is unintuitive. That never happens anymore. It doesn't happen anymore. MC-220698. The explosion power of gas fireballs is no longer uncapped, causing a freezer crash. MC-223602. Glowing translucent entities now properly merge their outlines with other glowing entities. MC-225190. TNT can no longer be pushed with an enchanted sword with knockback. MC-225911. Slimes and magma cubes now properly interact with player. MC-226470. Nether fossils generate on the nether roof above bedrock in soul sand valleys, but now they don't. MC-226561. Facing away from signs with glowing text no longer makes the text disappear or Z fight. MC-226576. There's no longer an unknown CPU on the debug menu. MC-226782. / debug start now properly works as described. And wow, that's it. Okay. That was quick for pre-release number 2. Now let's go on to pre-release number 3. Let's do this. So, there's a change on candles. There's a new texture. And goats. As for goats, mobs rammed by goats will no longer retaliate. And axolotls and glow squids now only spawn in total darkness, where there's a block with base_stone_overworld tag less than 5 blocks below the spawning space. Alright. Let's do this now, and let's enumerate these fixed bugs. Alright. MC-203773. Lightning rod no longer floats when held in third person. MC-215946. Game no longer fatally crashes when exploring chunks. MC-222223. Baby axolotls no longer despawn. MC-223147. Vines are now properly rendered with /set block. MC-223227. Floating water caves no longer happen in caves under the ocean. MC-224893. Replacing junk futures no longer causes several issues. MC-225077. Vines no longer spread upward to non-full blocks. MC-225344. Cave generation is no longer broken at seemingly random chunk borders. MC-226441, the lit candle texture, now properly changes when on cake. MC-226514, there's no longer a crash trying to start a world. MC-226660, double closing program warnings upon closing the game, no longer happens. MC-226874, players owned player_head on mobs are no longer flashing. MC-226956, gravity blocks now properly break when do entity drops is set to false. MC-226970, stars are no longer occluded by render fog. MC-227018, last one, changing or reloading resource packs now properly reloads core shaders until reloading a second time. Once again, that was pretty quick. Let's move on to number 4. Pre-release number 4. Alright. But before that, let me just drink a bit of water. Because all of that reading made me a little bit thirsty. Alright. Just gonna go and grab this glass of water. Right, I got my water. Drink it now. That's some good water. Great stuff. Okay. Let's do number four. So there's one change before I move on to these fixed bugs. Holding down control while holding down space now makes the credits scroll even faster. So for those who don't like the credits, that's a change for you. Right. Let's get on with these fixed bugs. MC-223552. The credits are now properly alphabetically ordered. MC-226690. In the credits, X Paris is no longer in all capital letters for two employees. MC-226692. In the credits, a closing parenthesis is no longer missing for Brian Canning. MC-226693, the credits no longer say web developers instead of web developers in one place. MC-226696, in the credits, 10 Gun Design Inc. is no longer in all capital letters for one employee. MC-226700, some people are no longer listed twice in the credits. MC-226702, the usage and punctuation of Inc. and LLC are no longer inconsistent in the credits. MC-226762, credits text is no longer wrapping, or rather, there's no longer a wrapping error. MC-226777, when a crossbow is loaded in the offhand, now you can properly see or shoot it if an item is held in the main hand. MC-227003, the game no longer crashes whilst debug profiling. MC-227058, now hostility between animals is no longer removed and peaceful. MC-227092, experimental settings, confirmation prompt, no longer appears when creating any world in pre-release 3 of 1.17. And last one, MC-227107 C418 is no longer removed from composers in credits.json. That is it. Now let's go on to pre-release number 5, which is the very last pre-release of 1.17. There are only 6 bugs that were fixed, which means of course, we're getting quite close to the release. So let's enumerate these bugs. MC-225707. There's no longer a Caves and Cliffs Datapack server error. MC-227065. Now you can properly invoke NAB string int because AF is null. MC-227207. Data fixer now properly updates certain scoreboard objectives from 1.16 to 1.17. MC-227208, Breaking Bamboo, is no longer excessively laggy since the 1.17 pre-releases. And lastly, MC-227232, Layerhead Skull Owner Tag with Username String, now properly works. Alright, that's it for the pre-releases. So, let's get on with the one release candidate. I would have to check if there's a new release candidate now, just to make sure. Let's see. Okay, it seems not. We only have one release candidate before the final release of 1.17. Minecraft update. So let me talk about release candidate number one. Actually, this is a very quick one because there are only 3 bug fixes and that's it. Yeah. As you can see here, Minecraft is releasing the first and only release candidate for Caves and Cliffs Part 1. At least they said hopefully only, but I'm pretty sure it's the only one. If there are no major issues, no further changes will be done for the full release. Happy mining. Right, so there are only 3 things. MC-227323. Custom player heads no longer flash when placed on armor stands. And 2 things. Number 1, there are improved desync issues when exiting a boat over a high latency connection, sorry. And there are fixed crashes. Wow, that's it. That is actually it. Well, thank goodness. This is a pretty long episode. We're about to reach 1 hour and 30 minutes, which is the longest episode I've ever done on this podcast, which is great. 1 hour 30 minutes. Wow, new record for me. So to all of you, thank you very much for listening. I don't think we'll reach exactly 1 hour 30 minutes. We'll reach something like 1 hour 25 minutes perhaps, or longer. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, so sorry for the delay on the episode. I really did my best to get it out as soon as possible. And right now, I am in the middle of writing the next Dirt Hut episode, which once again will be a continuation of the Redstone episode. So that is pretty nice. You know, Redstone is pretty difficult to explain over voice only. So I'm really having a bit of a hard time writing this script. If you wanna like actually learn Redstone in an easier way, rather than just learning like what the components are and what you need to make them, go watch some YouTube videos. You know, like Mumbo Jumbo, right? Many other. Great Minecraft YouTubers who make Redstone videos. So yeah, that's about it for the episode. Thank you very much for listening and for tolerating this whole delay thing. If you like the episode, make sure to give me some feedback in my email, which is thedirthutpodcast@gmail.com. TheDirtHutPodcast@gmail.com, all lowercase, of course. No spaces, obviously, and no underscores, no dots, just TheDirtHutPodcast@gmail.com. And you can leave me a voice message as well for feedback on Anchor. And all of the links are in the description. And just like in the previous Unscripted Updates episode, I left the original Mojang articles in the episode description. And once again, you can support me through my Patreon. $1 a month, you get exclusive content such as my scripts, and you get to talk to me, and there's early access to the videos. And also, I have an exclusive blog type thing in the Patreon page. So if you want to check that out, then feel free to. So, once again, thank you very much for listening to this episode, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.